T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Oh my God, you guys, you got up early and you got down here. This room looked really big about an hour ago when I walked in. It was, you know, completely empty. I'm like, oh man, I don't know if everyone,
where are the people?
We're not going to be able to fill this place up at 6 a.m. But lo and behold, you amazing people. Hold on a second here. This part of the show is brought to you by America's Tire. Well, we had a ball last night here at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn Spa.
Yeah, we did.
I got to say, I was very, you know, it's always the terror for me when we do the live things. It's like, I want to party with listeners. Mm-hmm. I want to have fun. But we also have this thing to do the next day. And I think I walked a pretty good line. Like, I was for sure like this when I got back to my room.
One-eyed?
Sideways?
One-eyed? I was a little bit one-eyed. I just, you know, you keep on drinking and then you're having so much fun.
What time did you climb in bed?
I was in bed by 9. But what?
9?
Yeah. What time were you in bed by?
I think I left the pool party at 8. I left when you were singing a duet.
Oh, well, then maybe it
was 10. What was that? Creedence Clearwater?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, this girl, Amanda at the Secret Show. Was that her name? At the Secret Show last
Amanda.
Night.
Mm-hmm.
Her request was, let's do a duet. I'm like, great.
Right.
So I did, in the end, do more than one song, Vinny. You called that one.
Well, I actually wanted you to. It wasn't that I wasn't. Anyway, you did My Sharona, which was fun, and then Creedence. And then I left, and my kid was freaking out because she wanted to go swimming. And I just
Oh,
man. What the hell? So it took forever to get her to just calm down and go to sleep. But that was my... But I heard you guys raging. It was awesome.
It was. It was fun. And then I, you know, so I'm, of course, making like, oh, I gotta get up and do the show in the morning. I got to stop partying. So we, Bryn and I brought a few friends with me and John, of course. We all went back to the room. And I'm kind of moping. I'm like, all right, get out. Everybody threw them all out. I'm like, go have fun.
So what? They went to the bar?
I don't know. Truthfully, John can roll in whatever time he rolled. I don't even know what they did last. Is there anyone here who knows what they did last night? Did they party with listeners? Oh, really? Well, you guys are all the well-behaved ones who went to bed early, obviously.
Uh-huh.
All right, so that was brought to you by America's Tire. Visit America's Tire this Friday and Saturday for up to $320 in Visa prepaid cards when you buy select packages with America's Tire Credit. America's Tire, America's neighborhood tire store. So last night we did a live Secret Show. I assume that is up.
Not yet. No, I had no time.
You know, that's
right after this, I went to the pool.
The pool party and then to bed. And
was
and,
there more than?
Yeah, there was over 100.
Oh,
leaps,
yeah.
Right?
Well over 100.
That was like halfway through.
It's going to be unlistenable.
That was a it's like a super out of control one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And like right off the bat, we were just in the
weirdest thing
weeds.
Is what the gnarliest story, the gal said, I told you guys this last time, and I didn't remember that.
Is it this one?
Yes. Yeah. That. Did you remember that?
I mean, I vaguely remembered it afterward, but I didn't remember, like, she was, like, a super cute, like, petite girl.
Oh, she's
just the worst thing.
The two things you can't...
They don't go together.
At all.
She's like, wow.
At all.
Think of those, you know, the people who are into that as being just, like, more hardcore or something. Like, I don't know. It takes, like, you'll have to listen to The Secret Show to... Even if you listen, you won't know what we're talking about because it's all
it's
going to
be bleeped. It's too dirty for ears.
I think it'll be okay.
You do?
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
All right.
Our listeners know us pretty well. They can read between the lines.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't us, though. That lady, I don't... And can you even imagine asking for... Well, I guess he didn't ask for the last part of the puzzle.
Right.
The most despicable
He was taking
part,
the... Right. The part where you're like, wow, this almost seems like just, you know, it's fine. You can sort of, okay, well, everyone's into whatever they're into. But that thing is just like, wow, that person's like, you know.
I think, well, I can't.
Grew up on a farm and ate. I don't know why that would. I just don't know.
Don't you break up with that person right there.
I think right there.
There are things that some people want to do or do that you'd think you'd go, We have to break up.
Yeah, because I can't kiss your mouth.
Yeah, ever again.
I'll never see your mouth the same way ever again.
Oh, well. No one can know what we're talking about out there, so no. We'll just move on.
Well, they can. You know, I was actually wondering if maybe we could have, like, code bleeps. Like, when we, because we bleep the secret show.
Oh, for crying out loud, we're going to have to put some.
Wouldn't that be so, like, if it was for one word, it would be like, beep. Another word would be like, and, you know, another word would be like, you know, have this all different ways of getting that out of there. And then people would know, you know, if they were hip to the code.
Right. Here's how you decipher the code.
Right. We could put it on RadioAlice.com. Oh, we could put it on our private accounts. What are they going to say? You know.
Bryn?
I can't comment on that, actually.
All right. So I do have a question for you about last night.
Yeah.
Did you get a chance to watch Big Brother?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
No.
Me neither.
We got back to a couple really nice people gifted my daughter a couple toys, which was great, actually, because when we got back to the room with the tears, because she saw Hooman swimming in the pool and was like, I'm going in the pool.
Thank
and we're
you.
All, you're welcome. And I'm like, you can't. You're not even allowed to be here.
Right.
We have to leave. And she was bummed. But so we got back to the room and sat on the bed and played with these little Cars toys.
Aww.
They were really cute.
Until
just
I went,
them apart.
You lay down.
Right. Daddy has to get up.
Yeah.
So how late was Christine out for?
No idea. I don't remember her coming in.
Okay.
But anyway.
That's good. Hopefully she had fun.
Yeah.
I never turned the TV on.
Oh, yeah.
I just.
Me either.
We played with toys, went to bed.
Fantastic. Did anybody happen to catch
Big Brother? Anybody? Oh.
A couple people. And thumbs up. Looks good.
Oh, thumbs
we
up.
We like the casting this year. Oh, hold on. Hooman's got to run over
look
there.
Look at him running.
Yes, we liked the cast this year. Better group, more well-rounded group.
Good.
Someone made the comment, it doesn't look like a team of models this year.
Oh, is that so? Well, that I have to say that looking at some of the cast pictures, it looked like a bunch of models and then one dude who's in his 50s.
It seems, yes to that, but it seems like more fans, if not super fans,
oh,
of the
oh,
show
good.
This year. Yeah,
right.
So good start.
So off to a good start. How's Julie Chen doing?
Yeah.
Not my favorite.
I like her. I don't know what your problems are.
Oh, yeah, she's fine.
You won't have to like her in a few months.
Get out of here.
You won't have to like her anymore.
Easy. We
need
those few months.
Okay.
That's it for Big Brother?
Well, is there more that you'd like to add?
I'm finished. Thank you. There's a good twist.
Oh, right off the bat?
Someone comes back.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh.
From which
Who is
season?
It?
A recent season?
Can I tell spoiler alert?
Yeah, sure. Oh.
Spoiler alert.
Paul comes back.
Paul.
Your boy.
Oh, the bearded kid.
The bearded
your
guy?
Boy. Yeah, your boy's back.
Oh, and he's going to play.
Yeah. They do a switcheroo. Someone presses a button, gets some money, and he comes back in, and then someone gets booted out.
Oh.
Mm. It's good.
Oh, someone gets booted right out.
Yeah.
Someone went home last night.
After they took the money?
It wasn't the... Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we want to double spoiler.
No, it's okay, yeah.
Wasn't the same person. No.
So someone got totally screwed over.
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm looking forward to it.
Yes.
That's, I love that show.
And it's 2 hours. 2 hours.
2 hours.
Again on tonight.
Oh, and tonight. So is it Wednesday, Thursday, Sunday?
I think so.
Okay. Is that what it normally, that's what it normally is, right?
Yeah. I don't know. The show, if you haven't watched it or if you've not really given it a chance, it's they really are playing. It's surprising because you'd think you'd go into that house and just chill.
Yeah.
See what happens and do whatever challenges as they come up. But they really are weaving their way through all these people as, you know, people get kicked out.
It's
a
very
whole thing, man.
Cool social experiment to just be cut off from the outside world. And, you know, I know a lot of people love to hate on it, but I get so sucked into it. I've never signed up for that, the monthly, you know, where you can actually watch it in real time.
Hold on.
Online.
Do you guys sign up for that?
I have in the past.
All right.
Which season?
Most of them.
Oh, so you're full. Yeah, I don't know. I feel like they winnow it down to the best stuff. You know,
and the problem is you get ahead of it. So you're like two or three episodes ahead than what's playing on TV.
Spoiled.
So it's a bummer talking to your friends about stuff.
Oh, because they're still waiting to see who won the power of veto or whatever.
Exactly. So I don't think I'm going to do it this year for that reason.
Yeah, let's not do it.
How much is it a month?
I don't know, like $6.99 or something like that.
Yeah,
it's not too bad.
Absorbent.
It's like Netflix. It's, you know.
Right. And it's only for a couple months.
Exactly.
Right. Okay, well, thank you. What are your names, ladies?
Julia and Cassidy.
Hi, girls. Were you at the secret show and the pool party and everything last night?
Oh, we all were.
Oh, you just rolled in this morning.
Thank you
for people to come down. Yesterday, I didn't get to this story, but there was a picture circulating around about of Rihanna making out with some dude in a pool.
Oh, yeah, you showed
and
me that picture.
It was, I just didn't have time for it. But, you know, I'm always interested in, you know, who Rihanna's hooking up with, I guess. And so, but he was a mystery man. Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, like, who's this guy? Turns out he's a billionaire.
Well, of course.
She just, you know, that's when you're Rihanna, that's how you roll. That's who you run into. Like, in our lives, the billionaires are shielded from us. like a ring of
where
people.
Where are they?
They're not, well, if they are here, they're not going to yell it out. Mm-hmm. So this guy who was spotted making out with Rihanna in some pool, turns out he is this was in Spain just the other day. He's a Saudi billionaire. His name is Hassan Jameel. He's 29, same age as Rihanna. Mm. And his family owns the company that exclusively distributes Toyota vehicles in Saudi Arabia.
Oh, wow.
And that is apparently where the money comes from. He also owns the Saudi Pro Soccer League, which is called the Jameel League, named after their family, the Jameels. And he dated Naomi Campbell last year, who is still super...
That's the English supermodel?
Yeah.
Okay.
She's also the angry
English
supermodel.
Yeah, she's an angry person. Throws phones at you.
Yeah.
Right? That's the girl?
Yeah. But she's hot. Like, that's it. Oh, you're crazy. Like, to me, Naomi Campbell is like the pinnacle.
You
that's
know,
the guy.
Because she seems ugly on the inside, so she's ugly
like
on the outside.
No, I always think that, you know, it's nice when... someone hot is also a super bitch. Like, oh,
why do you
man.
Like that?
I don't know. She just like intrigues me. Like, wouldn't it be fun to get a phone thrown at you from her? Be like, oh, you know, you could always tell that story. The day that she threw a phone at you. Mariah Carey, who is also.
Speaking of divas.
Yes. Speaking of people who are, well, I don't even know what her face is.
What did you just say?
I don't know what you're crazy about her. She's like a bitch, and also, touch my body, human. My body. Sing it.
Yeah, we can't hear you.
I need the lyrics.
It says touch my body the whole time. That's all it says.
It's hard to remember that.
Touch my body. Anyway, she's promoting some skincare line, like, you know, how people their lines of products or whatever. So she was in Israel, and she was doing some TV interviews to promote this, and the journalists did not want to ask her about it. All they wanted to know was, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but it's sort of like this international political scandal where James Packer, she's not even with him anymore. He gave illegal gifts to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, there was like a whole weird. I never.
Is it going to undo the leader, or is Packer the one in trouble? And what do you give him? Weed?
I can't remember. Do you want to see if we can figure it out?
I'll find out.
Oh, or bring Ken. He's got a laptop.
Everybody likes pot. Isn't that weird? Well, except you, apparently.
Well, I mean, I like it in theory. I just, you know, it's like. Getting legalized.
Look at me. 20... I don't even have any idea what the guy got. Could have been cornflakes for all I know.
Cornflakes.
Yeah.
I go right to drugs.
So anyway, there's this, you know, scandal, political scandal that's happening.
All right.
And she used to be engaged to this guy. So they're asking her about that. And so she did not want to deal with it, but she held it together. One interviewer asked her about a dinner that all three of them were at. And she said, I was just there because I was invited to a dinner. And then the guy said Packer couldn't be found, and she said, I don't know where the mother father is. I really have no idea about the political stuff that goes on. I really don't. I don't pay attention to it. And then in another interview, the reporter asked her about a concert of hers that the Netanyahu family allegedly got free tickets to, and she was told it was a big issue there, which I'm sure she gives out free tickets all like, yeah, of course, let that guy go to the show. She goes, so she is told that's an issue, like for him to get anything free or for whatever. And she said, oh, really? That sucks. And waited for the next question. So she's good for her, just... But she did MF in an interview, which seems very un-Mariah-esque.
Well, I told you that story about... And this she wasn't playing in Israel, but a lot of bands have signed on to this boycott of ever playing Israel. It's a thing.
Mm. Right.
Because of because of the Palestinian situation. So remember, Radiohead was going to play there, and a bunch of artists said, please don't play there.
Right.
So it's controversial.
Yeah.
I don't know how illegal.
I have all the info. Do you have it, Bryn?
Yeah, I mean.
What do you give them?
Yeah, what was the deal?
It's hundreds of thousands of dollars of gifts, including tickets to a Mariah Carey.
Oh, that's
I just have lavish gifts, tons of lavish gifts, so he can get citizenship.
It's interesting, though, that like it would be considered illegal to give someone tickets to your...
No,
like,
because he's trying to get a tax break by getting citizenship to his country.
Oh.
And that's there's all these pictures of Netanyahu's son and James Packer, and they're smiling, they're pals.
Well, of course they're pals. I mean, it's a billionaire's club. I mean, I don't know what his son's worth, but who doesn't want to hang out with a billionaire? Yeah, I think it would just be fun to hang out with a billionaire just because it'd be like, oh, my God, $1 billion.
But
so
Netanyahu...
I wonder if some of that will fall off of him.
Yeah.
He's done a bunch of stuff that's gotten him in trouble. So,
well, you've been to Israel twice in the last super couple years.
Oh, he shouldn't have let Hooman in?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just wondering, you know. I mean, I guess you would know. So I just thought this was, speaking of billionaires and people who just have money falling off of them, Celine Dion had this outfit on the other day. They say that the whole thing, that she probably only paid about $100,000 for this purse. It's supposedly, it's an Hermes Birkin, a silver and gold Himalayan crocodile I don't know. Some they say it's the most expensive purse in the world.
It sounds obnoxious.
it's valued at about $432,000.
Ridiculous. Wow.
They say she probably only paid about $100,000 for it. So when you look at the whole outfit, they're saying, you know, this whole outfit cost over $100,000.
$1,000 for the thing that holds your dollars.
Yeah. So the funniest part about this, though, is this outfit. The whole outfit is awful. She has leather overalls on.
Oh, that's leather?
Leather overalls.
It's totally hillbilly in the black
so
and white.
It's so awful. They are oversized black Givenchy faux leather overalls. They are, I don't know, I guess they're about 700 and something bucks. So if you want some, you can, you know, get them. Because that's a look.
You know what, though? We don't know. I'm sure there's some lady who knows fashion who sees that and goes, I have got to have that.
Right, right. I guess. I don't know. And then so she's got these dumb-looking overalls on, and then she's got these shoes that cost about $5,000. They're Kanye West shoes. They're... I guess he asks people to design for him and then puts them in his line. Giuseppe Zanotti? I've never heard of that guy, but they're totally stupid looking. I'm like, okay, $5,000 for those. Clearly, I'm not in that club. Thank God, too. But anyway, you know, she can dress herself any way she wants, I guess. Should we want me to pass these pictures around so you guys can see her in the leather overalls? Come and get those. There you go. Thank you.
Jogging pants.
The leather jogging pants.
So stupid.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
And that's it. We're out of time. Yeah. Damn. All right, we're broadcasting live from the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa. Little breakfast in the back there. Got some coffee. Mm-hmm. Great turnout. Thank you guys for coming in early. And the news is coming up next.
That's right. A YouTube stunt gone wrong leads the news. Radio.com. What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Fairmont.
Yay!
So I read this story last night and just thought, oh, no.
Oh, no what?
This is what we can expect, more and more of this, as people want to become YouTube stars, but they don't have any real talent. They have to figure out how to attract attention.
Uh-oh.
So... this young couple in, I think it's Minnesota, rural Minnesota.
Oh, well done.
They've got a YouTube channel. Okay. It's a young couple. They've got a three-year-old, and the girl is pregnant with their next second child.
Okay.
Her name is Mona Lisa Perez, and she's 19.
Oh, and they have a 3-year-old.
And they have a 3-year-old.
They got bit. Well, it's Minnesota. You know, what else is there to do?
Pedro Ruiz III is her partner. And according to the story, it took him a while to convince his young girlfriend to shoot a gun at his chest. He was going to protect himself with an encyclopedia.
Oh, no.
So this stunt was filmed for their YouTube channel in front of friends and family.
Oh.
They positioned two cameras outside their home and prepped for their breakthrough stunt because they wanted fame and fortune through their YouTube channel. I guess Mona Lisa, that's the mom and shooter in the story, tweeted, "Me and Pedro are probably going to shoot one of his most dangerous videos ever." His idea.
He's known for this.
Not mine. Well, okay, so I did look further into the story. Usually their shtick is to pull minor stunts, like making donuts with baby powder instead of powdered sugar.
Hilarious.
Hiding hot peppers in egg salad sandwiches.
Oh.
So they're tame by comparison.
Yeah, the shooting thing is like stepping it up.
Yeah,
a level.
Exactly.
stepping it up all the levels because he's dead. She killed him.
I had to assume that that was
on video.
Going to end.
So they used a 50 caliber gun. It's called a Desert Eagle. It's often used in films. It's big and heavy and
like. Is it a gun like this or a gun like?
It's a handgun.
Okay. What's the caliber different? Like, what does that mean? It's humongous bullets, or is that the kind of thing like shoot a
the
cement
power,
block out of a wall?
The power of the gun, yeah.
Any gun experts here?
They call it a Desert Eagle 50 caliber pistol. I looked it up. It's super powerful. Mm. It's really...
So this was bad. This was poor gun choice.
What?
that's where they went wrong in this.
Well... I wouldn't recommend anybody do it, but sure, a 22 handgun might have been more...
survivable?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's just so stupid on so many levels, because not only is it... Oh, it's a terrible-looking thing. Guns are just so scary. Anyway, it's a big-ass gun with big-ass bullets.
Yikes.
It's exactly what you think, but it's a handgun. So... But, I mean, just now we're assuming that she's going to hit the encyclopedia. Like, this is a lady who's, I don't know what her marksmanship is like.
Oh, well, here's the interesting part. She didn't need it. She shot from 1 foot away.
Oh.
So she blew a hole out the back of his body.
I mean, exactly what anyone there, you can't imagine how witnesses sat there
and said,
let these idiots
idea.
Do that. In fact, they say you're not even supposed to handle a gun or be around gunfire when you're pregnant. Something about the bullet, whatever the
gun smoke
exhaust
residue.
Is. It's not
gunpowder residue.
Yeah, you're not supposed to.
So what's going to happen to her?
Well, she's going to be brought up on manslaughter charges. I don't know that she'll be convicted of it, but they've got video.
Yeah.
Evidence.
She shot from a foot away. The bullet did not stop in the book as they hoped. And instead,
did they ever test this? What, like put the book down, shoot it from a foot away, and see what happened?
Apparently, they're saying here that he did test it and that it didn't pierce the book the first time. But I don't see how that's possible.
I agree.
It's not. So this just happened, and the medics showed up, tried to revive him, and he was declared dead right there at the house.
Damn.
So. Everyone was crying, say the neighbors, as they were sitting there. I was standing behind the tree over there watching, says one neighbor. I couldn't take it anymore. I had to go back home.
How incredibly tragic.
I guess he'd been trying to convince her for a while that this would be the stunt that would break them.
Yeah.
It did. It broke
them. They're popular now.
You've made national, if not international, news.
And everyone's broken.
So she's been released on bail. But she's facing up to 10 years behind bars.
Incredible.
Everybody.
What an incredible story.
There's her picture.
She's just a little teenage girl.
Yeah.
She doesn't look anything...
No, she's like...
She doesn't look ferocious. No. Or like she'd bite you or anything like that.
She does look dumb though.
She has a dumb looking face.
It's kind of stupid.
Yeah. What's happening? What just happened?
Okay, well.
Well, it's, maybe she looks stupid because we know what she
girl
did.
Girl on girl crime right there. Sheesh. I wanted to mention this real quick before.
Girl on girl crime. Sorry, but she does look kind of.
Yeah.
The Giants, we mentioned them earlier, and I just wanted, I got the newspaper since we last spoke, and the Giants have won three. So they swept the Rockies, everybody.
Oh, good. Well, more like that, please.
Still firmly planted in last place, but winning three is a good thing. And the A's, while they lost last night, had been on a win streak of four. So the A's lost to Houston last night 11-8. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so where's my story about the good... This guy, no good deed goes unpunished, right?
That is so true.
A man who tried to help a lost two-year-old girl find her family at a sports complex in Lakeland, Florida over the weekend, last weekend, was beaten and accused of kidnapping for his troubles.
Okay.
So the Good Samaritan looks like found a little girl while at the complex there to watch a game. I think his friends play. So anyway, he sees the two-year-old girl wandering around alone. So he went to the girl and asked, "Where's your mom and dad?" The girl pointed toward a playground. So the man took her by the hand and began walking her that direction. As they walked, he kept asking the little girl as they passed people, "Do you see your dad?" Yeah. She started to get agitated and tried to pull away, but this guy, who's now a victim, I guess, was concerned for her safety, so he picked her up and continued to try and walk towards the playground, hoping to locate the father. So as she starts to cry, the victim repeatedly is asking this little girl, you know, "Where's your dad? Where are your parents?" At one point... And they keep referring to him as the victim. These men, three men approached the victim from behind. One of the men took the girl from the victim's hand while the other two hit him in the face repeatedly. They thought he was...
abducting the child.
Right. It looks like after speaking to both parties involved and talking with the witness who heard the victim repeatedly asking the little girl if the men they saw happened to be her father, the officers say... no crime's been committed by the victim, and instead, they're going to see if this guy will press charges against the men who repeatedly hit him in the face for his troubles.
Wow.
Where were the GD parents?
We don't have
They're not in the story. We assume the little girl got back with them.
Yes. I don't even have that anywhere on these pages.
I'm so jaded.
Why?
What if he was walking off with the kid?
Well,
I mean, he's got to say that, of course, he's lost. Just looking for her parents.
So you...
I'm so jaded. The whole time you're telling the story, I'm like... What if he did do it? But listen, I don't know it. And if he wasn't doing it, was really just trying to get the kid back, like for these guys to... I actually feel like people should jump people who have kids screaming, "I want my parents," in their arms.
So what you're telling everyone is if you see a lost child, look the other way.
Right,
run
exactly.
For it.
Just run
Do
for
not
it.
Help.
Do
don't
not help.
Help.
Don't help.
That's the last thing to do. Do
I don't,
not help.
I mean, it's so hard. It's funny. You know, we're all grown-ups here, and men have had to completely reevaluate the way they interact with children, and I actually do think that's sad. Like John's always
saying. Well, your husband always
says that. Like, I love kids so much, and when he would go to the playground with our kids... you know, he'd want to interact with the other kids there. And the mothers and nannies or whoever were there would be so, like, he's a man and he's talking to the kid and they would be super on edge. And guys have just had to totally reevaluate how they interact with kids. And this guy's mistake was, you know, not just standing there and being like, "Does anyone know where this kid's mom?" Like, you have to be so careful. Because even me, I'm a jerk. I'm like, "Oh, that guy was up to something."
It really is a bad look either way. Either you ignore a child who might be in distress, or you help and find yourself...
getting kicked out of here.
Right, for your troubles.
Right.
Great, thanks. I was hoping to get punched in the face repeatedly today. Awesome.
Mission accomplished.
Okay, our text number is 800-400-3697. We're still getting them. Yeah, we're broadcasting live from the Fairmont in Sonoma.
Yeah, we are.
But you can text us, and we'd love to hear from you. 650 says, the Giants swept the Rockies. Yes.
Woo-hoo!
510 says, why don't you just expand your vocabulary and use actual words that can be aired instead of random bleep sounds? Love you guys. There are no words that would make what was said last night on The Secret Show airable.
The whole description of what the word is we're trying to work around would have to get bleeped.
It's not possible. It's an act that
cannot be laid out in a way that doesn't get bleeped.
I want to believe every one of us went, that. No, that doesn't happen on this planet that we're all on together. It's not happening.
It's happening.
All right. And then someone else wrote in, 707 wrote in what they think we're talking about, and they're wrong. You can't imagine it. It's not something you'd imagine.
Can I see what they think it is?
Yeah, the top.
Let me have a look at that.
The top one there.
Nope.
No, what you wrote is tame and normal.
Oh, yeah,
that's
totally something that happens in the real world. And this is something that happens in the unreal world.
Yep.
And the girl stood right up and told us all about it.
Happily.
All the details, yeah.
Apparently, for the second time.
Yeah, we must have blanked the first time. It's so horrendous.
All right, so we're broadcasting live from the Fairmont in Sonoma. We've got a killer live audience. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you guys.
We appreciate you guys being here. For those of you who couldn't make it, maybe next time.
Maybe, right.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Well, I'm going to start with Bigfoot, because why not?
All right.
Right after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.